You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Jamie Lee. How are you today?
Good, Kelly. Good to be with you. I have a bit of the old man flu, so you'll have to forgive me this impairment that I have.
The old man flu? What strain of flu is that?
I don't know.
What symptoms does that incur?
Man flu.
The man flu.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I've never had the man flu.
Well,
is that because of last week's caucus retreat? Was it more rowdy than we think, maybe?
I was being completely honest with you. Bill English did a very good job of going through business as usual. I understand, or he confirmed to the media, he had spoken to a couple of MPs, but the professional that he is, he continued to chair that meeting very well. It was actually a very productive meeting where we got a lot done, but he's made the decision now for himself and his family, and I have no issue with that. He has given a lot of service to the Parliament and the country, and it's his decision to make when he retires.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Why do you think he waited until after this retreat? Would it have not been maybe more productive to do it before the retreat and then sort of, like, was there no talk over the retreat of who might take over?
No, not at all. In fact, I would argue the caucus was more united behind Bill after that leadership, after that caucus retreat on his leadership. We were more united behind him after that, and in fact, there was never really any division. There might have been someone who shot their mouth off inappropriately in a bar somewhere, but otherwise...
Who do you think that would have
very
been?
Tight. Oh, I don't know. We've moved on from that, though. We've moved to now considering the future. And look, you can discuss policies in a party's direction and then still make some amendments later on. There's still 2.5 years, roughly, until the next election, and there's a lot of runway left. So we've got a lot of work to do to ensure that we can win back the support of New Zealanders. And with the right leader, I'm sure we can do that.
So obviously a lot of kind of media coverage at the moment is playing this out as a horse race, and, you know, everybody's neck and neck and everybody's going for it. But was there no, you know, in the party, has there been no sort of... feeling that you're going to have to be preparing for this, and you're going to have to choose a new leader soon? Is there somebody that maybe is prepped to step into that role, or has maybe sort of been groomed, or you know, what's the feeling within the party?
I think we're seeing right now we've got 3 announced candidates. There might be more. The 3 that are announced, they were all very senior ministers, all doing some big jobs in government. They have a lot of experience, and I think all 3 of them we're lucky to have in the National Party. I'm not sure what decision the caucus is going to make, but I'm confident that as 56 MPs we can come together and choose the right leader for taking us into the next election. And we're choosing not just the leader of a party, we're choosing a potential Prime Minister. And so we take that very seriously. It's a big decision to make, and it's the first time in probably decades, actually, that the National Party's had the opportunity to actually vote in an open contest like this. Typically, leadership changes in the political party, or the 2 big ones anyway, come about through an individual challenging or someone stepping aside, as John Key did, and us sorting it out fairly swiftly after that. But this is looking like it'll go to a vote on the 27th, and I think we'll actually be stronger for it.
Interesting. Well, you know, I was going to go back and find a small part of an interview we did like a couple of weeks ago where you said, Kelly, I think you're going to be very disappointed. Here we are, and I'm not very disappointed. Not very disappointed. But no, I thought that would be a bit mean to replay it.
I was disappointed. I look, pretty much all of us were blindsided by it. And as I said, Bill's a professional. He did a great job for us
personal
leader,
decision.
And he's made a personal decision. Hey, just look, the next question I usually get asked is, who am I supporting? I'm the chief whip of the party. I'm effectively going to be running the process for the caucus at the meeting. So I've said to my colleagues, I'm not going to take a public position on anyone.
Right.
I'm not going to get involved in actively lobbying. I'm going to be doing my best to be as even as I can for all the candidates.
No, fair enough. I think that's fair for you to keep that to yourself. So moving on to probably less covered stuff in the news, it's probably not as exciting as that. But roadside drug testing, National Police spokesperson Chris Bishop is saying that he believes roadside drug testing isn't a a very capable testing system. Is that correct?
No, I think the situation is that we've got a position where we believe roadside saliva testing would be a good way to go. Currently, the police have roadside impairment testing. You know, can you tell your name? Can you walk down the road straight? That type of thing. But they back it up with a blood test. Mm. Blood tests aren't cheap to do. And a more cost-effective way of doing that is roadside saliva testing. We know that the impairment testing, that the screening, you could call it, that police do, which then results in a blood test, leads to about 94%, I think it is, of people ending up having a positive blood drug test. Now, if it's proven that the impairment screening they do is actually effective, and a more cost-effective measure in saliva testing can be used instead, that's swifter and faster, it means police have more tools, then we're in favour of that. Turns out so is the Police Minister, Stuart Nash, who's been on record saying these things can't be rolled out fast enough. But we have a bit of a division between the Police Minister and the Green Party transport spokesperson and Associate Minister, Julian Jenta. Mm. She is wanting to go back to the drawing board and relook at it all. That's her right as a minister, but we think giving the police a tool is important. We support Stuart Nash on this, and in fact we even have a members' bill in the ballot that would do this.
So the roadside saliva testing that you are saying would be a more capable and cost-effective way, is it not $30 to $40 per test? Is that the sort of...
Well, it's faster, and blood testing isn't a cheap method either. Sure, when you go to lab tests or something, it's pretty cheap for you as an individual, but that's heavily subsidised. In all honesty, I don't know the exact cost of a blood test, but I do know that it's not the most effective method, and a saliva test is out there as an option, and I think we should give police these options to... And if they feel that a blood test, or someone wishes to opt for a blood test later on, just as we do with drink driving, you can have the breath test on the roadside, then you can go with the evidential breath test, and then people can opt for a blood test as well. That's probably a reasonable position to be in. But giving police the tool, which is cost-effective and quite swift, is important. More concerning, though, is a bit of a division there between the Labor Minister and the Green Minister. And I think New Zealanders want to know what's happening in government, and having the government all working off the same page is usually a good way of operating a government. Mm,
I think maybe Chris Bishop might have been driving that wedge in a little bit, but that's okay.
Not like Chris to do that, is it?
No, I don't really know Chris, to be honest. charter schools.
Yes.
So we obviously, for people that were listening last week, we had about a 14-minute interview Connor did with David Seymour. Around charter
schools. The privilege of listening to
charter schools. It's
David Seymour.
It's worth a listen. It's actually, it was very interesting.
Will it be as good as his dancing?
I don't know. I don't know, but that I'm very excited for. I'm very excited for that. But
it's like Rodney Hyde, but.
It is. Well, we hope he doesn't drop his partner this time, because that was atrocious.
Health and safety.
Exactly. But these charter schools, obviously, it was ACT's thing back when National was in government, and ACT brought in the charter schools, and obviously David Seymour is still lobbying that they stick around, but Labor's wanting to wind them back. What's National's sort of viewpoint on this?
It might have been an ACT party policy, but I think a united policy that National and ACT and the Māori Party had was getting greater achievement for young people, and one method of doing that was to have charter schools. They are a method by which children that have otherwise failed in the current system can have another go and have another opportunity with something different that might work for them. Turns out it is working for hundreds of young people, and those kids are going to have an option that is working for them, now taken away from them. I think there's a lot of ideology here, and one ideology, sure, is that there should be more choice for kids. The Labor Party's ideology that they've got in this case is that charter schools are bad, doesn't matter how good they're performing for children, they're bad, shut them down. I think that's a really closed-minded approach to it. I also think it's been pretty badly handled. The Education Minister didn't talk to them, just announced he was going to close three of them, had to backtrack. Now he's got legislation going in there saying they should be closed down, but hasn't consulted with them well. At the end of the day, there's kids' lives here, kids that want to get an education. If there's an opportunity out there for them to get an education, then I back it. And if charter schools is one way of doing that for a small number of kids, then that's a good thing.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much for joining us, Jamie Lee. And I suppose in a couple of weeks' time, we'll have a new leader of your party, which would be exciting.
Will you be on Dancing with the Stars as well?
I wish. You know, as a child, that was my dream. So you never know.
We can put in a bid for you.
Journalism by day, dancing by night. Star by night.
So you're a star. Dancing with the Stars.
Star by night. James, are you gonna participate?
No, I'd lose votes. I like my majority.
Fair call. I think that's a very wise political move. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, Kelly. Bye-bye.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.